the final Friday of the regular season. We're at that point in February where teams want to be playing their best basketball. And once you get to the sub-state tournaments here right around the corner, anything is possible. Welcome in to our broadcast tonight here from the Roundhouse at Hiawatha High School, home of the Red Hawks, a Big 7 showdown, as they welcome in the Panthers of Royal Valley. We are tuned up here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Colin Felkamp, studio producer, doing the hard work, keeping us locked in and on the air. And, of course, we got Paige Mueller alongside with me, Brandon Tabman and Leah Kessler, part of the Hiawatha Channel. Of course, you can tune us up there as well. Go to mscsports.net, listen live tab on the home screen, and find the Hiawatha Channel, or, of course, if you want the radio version as well, here on 103.9. It's Hiawatha and Royal Valley in a double dip. We'll have the starting lineups right after this.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Houlton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
And we welcome you back. It's Hiawatha and Royal Valley here on KNTA. It's the final Friday of the regular season for both of these teams. Our girls game up first. Let's dive into the starting lineups, and we'll start with the road team as always, the Panthers of Royal Valley. Their head coach is David Boucher. It'll be Avery Stidham in the backcourt, 5'5 junior at 7.2 points per game. Stormy Lake gets a start. She is a 5'6 junior, hasn't had a lot of point production this year, but getting a start here tonight against the Red Hawks. Kibo Throssell is a 5'5 sophomore, just under 2 points, been averaging about 4 rebounds per game. Athena Broadus is a 5'9 junior, the leading scorer for the Panthers at 9.5 points per game, and Samantha Klotz, one of the best rebounders in the Big 7, the 5'10 junior, at 4.7 points and 10.8 rebounds per game. Again, for the Panthers, it's Stidham, Lake, Throssell, Broadus, and Klotz. They are 5-13 overall, 4-9 in Big 7 league play. For the home team tonight, the Red Hawks of Hiawatha, 10th-year head coach Brady Jasper. They will go like this. Claire Twombly is a 5'9 sophomore, 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. Addison Williams is a 5'6 sophomore at 4.5 points per game. Laura Lears gets a start. She is a 5'6 sophomore. Also joining those three, Kinsey Nelson, a 5'5 sophomore at 7 points, 4 rebounds per game. And Abby Elfner, first team All-League a year ago, the 6'1 senior, 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. So again, for Coach Jasper, it is Twombly, Elfner, Williams, Nelson, and Lears. The Redhawks are 6-12 overall and 6-6 in Big 7 league play. They have won 4 of their last 6 games, coming off a win against Perry LeCompton last night. Royal Valley, they have lost back-to-back games since a 3-game win streak, and they lost to Nemaha Central on Tuesday, 52-22. Road black uniforms for Royal Valley, the home whites for the Red Hawks, and Hiawatha from right to left. Here we go. The first game of two tonight is underway here on both the Hiawatha Channel and KNZA 103.9. This is Addison Williams on the right wing, beautiful feed inside, easy deuce, good offense to start. It's Kinsey Nelson for two, and the Redhawks off to a 2-0 start, 20 seconds into the ball game. This is a Hiawatha defense giving up 43 points per game, and now Royal Valley, that's as bad of a start, giving up an easy deuce and then throwing it away on your first possession offensively, so an early turnover for the Panthers, and 29 seconds in, Hiawatha getting it back, and a 2-0 lead. They won the first meeting back on January 5th, Hiawatha did. That was a 45-30 final score. Look to keep the momentum rolling here with back-to-back wins coming in. Here's Nelson in the paint, turns on the block, spins one up and in. How about Kenzie Nelson with the first two baskets for the Redhawks? Nice post move on the block, and a 4-0 lead here. Zone defense for the Redhawks. Here's a straight on three. That's going to be an air ball, and it goes out of bounds instead of missing everything. And so good start here for Hiawatha. They get it back. Two possessions, two buckets, and two stops defensively. 4-0. And thanks for hanging with us here tonight. Just getting going. Colin in studio. We got Lee and Paige here with the Hiawatha channel. Got Paige on the headset as well joining us. And again, both these teams, it's their final Friday regular season game. They each have one more regular season game on Tuesday. Before thinking about the sub-state tournament, we'll talk more about that and the standings as we go along here tonight. We've played 90 seconds, a 4-0 start for Hiawatha, continuing this offensive possession. Not a lot of movement. Man-to-man defense for Royal Valley. They dump it down inside. Here is a difficult chop through contact. That's no good. Missed by Twombly. And a rebound for Athena Broaddus. And the Panthers, a 4-0 score, not quite 2 minutes in. Royal Valley team averaging just shy of 32 and might have been partially blocked inside. Klotz able to get it back, and then she throws it out of bounds.
Hiawatha's going to have to be quick on defense on the rebounding side. As you mentioned before, Samantha Klotz is great rebounding. She gets 4 points on second chance points, so for Hiawatha, they're really going to have to limit her abilities to do that.
Yeah, she might have had a better opportunity going up there. She averages over 3 offensive rebounds per game. That time tried to throw it back out to her teammate and just had too much on it. So a turnover, make it number 2 now for Royal Valley. We're under 5:50 to go in this opening quarter. A 4-0 start here for the Redhawks. Both buckets by the sophomore Kenzie Nelson. Here's Laura Lears, another sophomore, left side up top. It goes to Elfner. Elfner right side pass to Nelson, just mentioned. Set a little screen for her, not much with it. Twombly is open from downtown, and she buries a 3. Claire Twombly, just 16% from behind the arc this season. Made that one look easy, and it's a touchdown start. 7-0 here. One of the Redhawks, not quite 3 minutes in. Here is Throssell, left side for the Panthers. Back up top, it goes to Stidham. Back to Throssell again, left side, going for the steal, not there. Now Klotz, back to the top of the key. 2-3 zone defense right now for the Redhawks. Very active in that movement as Throssell, kind of a partly contested three. It misses everything. It's pinballing inside. Battle for the rebound. It's picked up by Kenzie Nelson. Gets away from some trouble as Throssell trying to go for a backcourt steal. And here is Addison Williams into the front court. Hands it off to Lears. Curls around. Nelson is open and missed everything on a 3. Good look. Just couldn't convert. Brought us the rebound there for Royal Valley. Got 4.5 minutes to go in this opening period. 7-0. Good start both sides. And another steal. It is a third turnover. Outrunning is Lears, and she'll lay it in. Easy bucket. That's going to force Royal Valley head coach David Boucher to call a timeout. It is full. We'll follow suit. What a start. 9-0. The Hiawatha lead, enforcing 3 early turnovers. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. All Redhawks early. It is 9-0, 4:20 left, first period. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Dennison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Great start for the Hiawatha girls. Not quite halfway into the first quarter. They lead Royal Valley 9-0. They have forced 3 early turnovers. have gotten out in transition and have done it on both ends of the floor. Kylie Nelson out of the timeout has checked in for the Redhawks. Let's see what the Panthers dial up here out of the timeout. Pano Wawasik is also in for Royal Valley. Here's Akibo Throssell, three from the left wing. She almost got that one to go. And another offensive rebound and turnover this time again. Two-on-two break and a tip and a Hiawatha steal, or I should say a Hiawatha turnover with a Royal Valley steal. Here's Klotz on the block, throws one up, couldn't get it off the window. Battling for the rebound on the left wing, still on the floor. It's saved. They're going to say it's out of bounds. And it'll stay with Royal Valley. So a positive here for the Panthers. A little active on the offensive rebounding, but haven't been able to salvage really good opportunities for the second chance. They get one here. 3:45 clock moving first quarter. They trail here 9-0. Nearly throw it away again, but now tipped into the backcourt and nearly another turnover. So again, this 2-3 zone, very active right now for the Redhawks. A lot of deflections, tips into the backcourt. Panthers need to fake a pass and make a pass. And a long pass to the left wing and another turnover. Make it 5. Panthers average almost 18 turnovers a game. They already got 5 here early on in this game. Here's Lears with the basketball. Chucks it back to the top of the key with Williams. Right side it goes now to Kylie Nelson. Elfner also on the floor with Williams. And both Nelsons. You got Kylie and Kenzie out there. Also, Laura Lears out there as well. 3:09 first quarter. Tipped out of bounds, so Hiawatha keeps it here. Panthers switching back from zone demand defense. Williams left wing. Up top it goes to Kenzie Nelson, who's off to a good start. Here's a ball fake. Lears, little pull up. Jay got it to go. Nice ball fake to get around the defender. And Laura Lears now with a couple of buckets. She's got 4. It's 11-0, Hiawatha. Got 2:45 left. Well, the Panthers really need a bucket. Forcing one up with Samantha Klotz on the block. She missed it. And a rebound for Hiawatha. Not many rebounds here early between the two teams. And now Hiawatha throws it away. Elfner looking to maybe cut or set a screen. And Kylie Nelson just threw it behind her and out of bounds. A couple of subs in, or I should say one more sub in. On the floor, Leah Contreras is in, a 5'2 junior, has started some games this year for Brady Jasper, but coming off the bench here tonight. Panthers desperately need a bucket. They're down 11-0 at 2:20 to go in the quarter. They get a decent look, a 3 by Throssell. She got it to go. Much needed for Royal Valley, and they're on the board. Just a 13% three-point shooter is Throssell, and she knocked it in from the right wing. 11-3, the Hiawatha lead at 2 minutes to go in the first. Here's a drive by Kenzie Nelson. Splits 2. Difficult finish off the window. 3 buckets and 6 points for the 5'5 sophomore. 13-3, lead to 10. Under 150 to go in the opening quarter. So a nice response there after the first bucket from downtown for Royal Valley on their last possession. Skip pass to the left side. There it goes to Wawasik, and she's called for a travel. 6 first quarter turnovers now by the Panthers. Hiawatha team on offense again off to a very nice start. 13 already here in the quarter. They came into tonight averaging just 37.5 points per game. So certainly well on pace for that at this point. Both these teams pretty similar in numbers. Here's Elfner open for 3, and it's nothing but bottoms. How about it, Abby Elfner, one of the better three-point shooters in the Big 7, and she's on the board. It's 16-3, lead to 13. Still over a minute to go in this opening quarter. So Hiawatha continuing the hot start from the floor. Klotz nearly had it taken away. They bounce it to Wawasik. She'll force one from the left corner, missed everything, and a rebound for Aaliyah Contreras, who just came in. A minute to go in the first quarter. Hiawatha trying to extend on already a 13-point lead. Nelson on 2 defenders and chucks it up. Nearly got it to go through 2 defenders. But a rebound for Samantha Klotz. 45 seconds to go. Let's see what Royal Valley can do if they can chip into this 13-point deficit. It's Klotz right side to Wawasik. Up top it goes to Stidham. Puts it on the dribble to the elbow. Little pull-up Jay. High off the heel. No. Offensive rebound. It's stuck back up and in. by Athena Broaddus. Again, much-needed bucket. 16-5, the Hiawatha lead with 24 seconds to go. And that one's knocked away from Contreras in a steal. Third turnover by Hiawatha. Numbers here for the Panthers to Wawasik, and she is fouled. 14 seconds left in the quarter. The foul will be on Kenzie Nelson, and that is the first foul of the game. Nearly went the entire quarter without a whistle. And this will put the freshman, Pano Wawasik, at the line for two. First on the way, nearly banked it, but no, just a 43% foul shooter. As a team, Royal Valley 50% on the year. Stormy Lake back into the game for Royal Valley. Kenzie Nelson and Laura Lears both getting breathers as well. As Twombly checks back in for Hiawatha. Second is good. She goes one for two. And 11 seconds here for Hiawatha with a 10-point lead. They get it inside. Good defense by Athena Broaddus, but she's going to be called for a foul. And Broaddus picks up the first Royal Valley foul, and free throws coming up here for Claire Twombly. So with 6 seconds to go, Twombly at the line. First free throw good. She's just 44%. She's got 4 points here in the quarter. As a team, the Redhawks, a little bit better than the Panthers, 57%. 17-6 Hiawatha, make it 18-6. What a quarter here for the Redhawks. 5 for Twombly, just 4 seconds to work. They get it just inside midcourt, and they're not going to get up a shot in time. And pretty dominant, no doubt, for Hiawatha. Both sides at the end of one. 18-6 our score. Redhawks on their home floor, taking care of business so far. We'll step aside. Second quarter action coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Big 7 doubleheader tonight here on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel. Redhawks and Panthers. Girls game starting quarter number two, and it's been all Hiawatha. 18-6. The first quarter lead, and the Panthers will try to bounce back here in the second quarter. A little slow offensively. As we continue on here, the final regular season Friday games for both these teams. There's a high arcing three by Stidham. No, it's high off the heel. And a rebound for Hiawatha's Kylie Nelson. Here's Abby Elfner, transition triple, short, and an offensive rebound try is up and no good. Second chance there for Twombly, couldn't get it to go. And pulled down after the second miss by Wawasik for Royal Valley, and another turnover there by the Panthers, as that was an issue in that first quarter. Here's a right side pass, Contreras tries, not this time on a three, and a long rebound by Stormy Lake. So quick possession there. No go for the Redhawks. About a minute into the second period. Still 18-6. Broaddus inside. Spins left. Throws it up. No. And a rebound for Hiawatha's Aaliyah Contreras. Works it into the front court herself. Up top it goes to Williams. Man-to-man defense right now for Royal Valley. In Royal Valley, they have played two ranked teams in their last two games. A couple of losses coming into tonight, and there's a right corner three that's buried by Contreras. 7 points per game for the 5'2 junior, and she's on the board. 30% clip from downtown this year. A minute and a half into this second quarter. 21-6, largest lead now for the Redhawks. An answer try for Stidham from the top of the key. That one is no good. And a rebound for Abby Elfner. Contreras pushing. It's been all Redhawks here in the first half. Williams between the rings out high, dribbling waist high with the right hand, crossing over left. On the wing it goes. This is Kylie Nelson. Elfner now a touch at the top of the key, right side to Williams. Little pick and roll action, not much pick there, but enough to set up Elfner for three, missing it, and a long rebound chased in the corner by Claire Twombly. So another second chance opportunity here. As Contreras dribbling around the arc from left to right, goes back to Elfner on the right wing, into the corner with Williams. We've played 2-plus minutes, 21-6 our score. It's been all Red Hawks. Contreras now cut off on a drive. And Kylie Nelson back to Contreras. They go inside. Good kick. Elfner again open for three. This time another bury. Abby Elfner again, her second triple of the half. She's got six, and the largest lead continues to build here for Hiawatha. It's 24-6 at 5:20 to go in the half. Hiawatha just doing it on both ends of the floor here through the first quarter plus. Here's Lake in the corner for the Panthers. Stidham up top. Long pass to Throssell. Inside Bronis. They need to get her going. Throws up a shot on Elfner. And it's out of bounds, and it'll go back to Hiawatha. As Klotz is back in for David Boucher and company. And a 30-second timeout's going to be called, so we're going to keep it right here. Looks like the Panthers take this one. Second timeout used for them in the half. 5:01 to go first half. 24-6, all Red Hawks. Again, our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Our game broadcast tonight, of course, as always, presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. The other Big 7 matchups tonight, of course, we got Royal Valley, Hiawatha here. You got Holton at Sabetha. Of course, you can choose the Holton or Sabetha channel to view that ball game tonight. Jeff West is at Nemaha Central. That broadcast is on 92.1. And also tonight you got Perry LeCompton at Riverside. Nemaha Central with a big win last weekend over Riverside, which put them in the driver's seat for the Big 7 League crown this year once again. They are undefeated in league play. Riverside with the lone one loss, but those two teams are going to play one more time next week, which could have big time league title implications. As we're back out of the timeout, Royal Valley nearly forcing a turnover. Looked like it was last touch by Hiawatha, but they'll say it is Red Hawks basketball. Well, these two teams, the Panthers and the Red Hawks, bottom half of the league in the Big 7, but can still jockey themselves for positioning in the sub-state as a shot is missed short by the freshman Kylie Nelson and a rebound for Klotz. And Royal Valley, and they throw it away again. That's been the issue. Now, 8 first-half turnovers for Royal Valley. A lot of them unforced. Red Hawks into the front court, 4:34 and counting in the first half. Their lead is 24-6. Now, the Red Hawks turn it over. That's a travel by Kylie Nelson on the right wing. So, both teams a little sluggish here. Out of the timeout. As Addison Williams will check back in for Contreras. Hard to believe we're down to this point in the season. It has gone by fast. These two teams will each have one more game on Tuesday before getting geared up for sub-state. And the Panthers claw their way back. Here's a nice drive and shot missing. That's Stidham who had a good look. And a strong rebound there for Kylie Nelson. It's not falling here in the first half for Royal Valley. They average less than 32 points per game coming in. Here's Nelson again, free throw line pass. Good job to Twombly in the corner. They reverse it around the arc. Back to Williams at the top of the key. Now it goes wide open. Twombly for three. It's off the heel. And a rebound for Klotz. Good look there. Just couldn't convert. More than halfway down. Less than halfway to go here in the first half. 24-6 is our score. It is all Red Hawks and the Panthers turn it over again. That is a good job defensively by Twombly coming away with a steal. Here's Elfner, dumps it inside on the block. This is Twombly again, and now another turnover as it's thrown way out of bounds into the third row. So again, out of that last timeout, both these teams a little bit sluggish with the basketball. Kind of a half-court look press here for Hiawatha. They'll back things up as the Panthers get it into the front court. Another turn. Well, nope, deflected out of bounds as Quach was looking for Throssell in the right corner, but Hiawatha touched it last, so Wawasik will throw it in just in front of the Hiawatha bench at 3:13 to go in the half. Another near steal, this time almost taken away by Danny Morton, who's checked in. Here's Wawasik. Dumps it inside to Bronis. She'll turn, she'll face, kicks it back out left wing. Throssell into the left corner. Now Wawasik right wing, decent look from downtown, halfway down and out the toilet bowl. And then it was rebounded by Broadus and then knocked away in a steal. Just couldn't hang on to it for that second chance opportunity. That was halfway down and out for Wawasik. It's kind of how the first half has gone. Throssell comes away nearly with a steal, and she does force a turnover. Diving out of bounds was Nelson to try to save it and couldn't do so. 9 first-half turnovers for the Panthers, 6 for the Redhawks. Here's Kinsey Nelson back into the game. Scored the first 2 baskets of the game tonight for the Redhawks. She's back in. She's got 6. Elfner's got 6 as well. Twombly has 5, so balanced scoring as we're down to 2:34 left to go in this first half. Again, we've been stuck on 24-6 for a hot couple of minutes. Both teams have gone cold offensively. At least Hiawatha has. Panthers have been completely cold all game. Lears with a rebound, and then she had it taken away. Wawasik missing a layup in transition. And Williams able to pull that one down, and finally another foul's called. That's just our 3rd foul of the half. Yeah, Wawasik thought she was fouled. They didn't give it to her, and then she's called for the foul after missing the layup. Could have been a frustration foul there. This was an 18-6 game, or score, I should say, at the end of the first quarter, and we sit here at 24-6. Well, the Panthers' struggles continue as Elfner, a deep right wing 3, it was well contested, missing short. Rebound for Stidham in Royal Valley. Just, again, trying to get that goose egg off the board here in the quarter. Well, Wawasik along 2, it's too strong. And Nelson, that is Kylie with the rebound there, down to 140. And we've gone multiple minutes here, stuck on 24-6, and Hiawatha's gone cold. Panthers' defense is ramped up, but they have been able to do nothing to chip in offensively to dig themselves any closer. And here's a deep left wing 3 that's strong off the heel. Wawasik getting the miss there by Twombly. And Wawasik near side putting it into the front court. They reverse it left side, Stidham. Up top, Wawasik open, they need it, and she banks it in. A banked in 3, first field goal for Wawasik. She's got 4, it's 24-9, and a minute to go in the half. An absolutely needed for the Panthers. They go inside, Kinsey Nelson on the block, spins left, puts it up, missing off the window, trying to fight for her own rebound, and it goes all the way out to Elfner. So a second chance opportunity with 42 seconds to go. Not a lot of pressure here for the Panthers. Let's see how Hiawatha wants to play it here. Normally you'd say, unless it's there, might as well play for the final shot, and they're down to 28 seconds. Here's Nelson. Right side pass it goes. This is Lears on the wing right into the corner now with Kinsey Nelson. Reversing it back. Now 16 seconds. Oh, Williams dribbling into some trouble. She lost the handle, and it's a jump ball. But I think the possession stays here, so avoiding a turnover. And now 14 seconds to go. Certainly now you would like to play for the final shot if you are Hiawatha. Their lead is 24-9. They have really dominated this first half. 10 seconds to go. Nelson on the block, quickly doubled, has to get herself out of there. 4 seconds to go. She backs out to the corner. Now Lears lost it. 1 second to go. I don't know if that's even off in time. The shot, no. Doesn't really matter. Both teams had gone cold, but Royal Valley's really been cold the entire first half, and Hiawatha jumped out to an 18-6 first quarter lead, and they now have a 24-9 halftime lead. Our halftime show, it is next, and it is brought to you by, make sure I find it here, make sure we got this right, halftime, of course, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Redhawks in control at the break, and we will talk about it a little bit more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Farmers State Bank has a new product called the First Time Home Buyers Savings Account.
That's Ryan Beffer, mortgage loan officer at Farmers State Bank.
The Kansas legislature recently passed a bill called the First Time Home Buyers Savings Account Act, which allows first time home buyers to open a savings account that offers tax incentives and also save for the purchase or new construction. If you're interested, just reach out to us at the bank.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment. Today.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime coverage again brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Final Friday, the regular season inside the Big Seven. Hiawatha hosting Royal Valley here on KNZA. Also on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Brandon Tamman alongside Leah Kessler, Paige Mueller as well with the Hiawatha Channel. Colin Fellkamp on the ones and twos behind the board at our KNZA studios. Well, Paige, first half, you saw Hiawatha jump out to a very hot start offensively and got to an 18-6 lead at the end of one. And, well, Royal Valley kept Hiawatha to just 6 second quarter points. But problem is they had troubles offensively the entire first half. And you know, it's still a game, only 15, but they certainly had their opportunities to chip away.
Hiawatha's really going to have to figure out Royal Valley's new style of defense. They kind of changed up their pressure. They're more up in your face. They're not allowing that space along the perimeter because we were shooting a lot of threes. We weren't really getting in down to the paint unless we had the clear layup line. For Hiawatha, for them to get past this defense, they need to start getting people open down low. Because you see the Royal Valley players are pushing out to the perimeter defense, they're getting their hands in your face. If you can fake them out with a fake shot, you can get it down low into the paint. That could provide opportunity to get more points on the board after we only scored 6 points in the second quarter. And, well, it was slow.
Yeah, well, both teams really kind of picked up on the turnovers. We were stuck at one point. 24-6 was the score for kind of a hot minute. Hiawatha went the last 3 or 4 minutes without scoring any points. But Royal Valley just, again, kept the struggles from the first quarter and really couldn't chip away a whole lot. They certainly had opportunities. That's where we got a 24-9 lead for Hiawatha at the half. Our stats in the first half, they are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, 24-9, the Hiawatha lead, our girls game at the half. Pretty balanced scoring for the Redhawks. 6 apiece in the first half for Abby Elfner and Kinsey Nelson. Elfner has hit a couple of threes. They also got 5 from Claire Twombly. They got 4 from Laura Lears and a 3 as well from Aaliyah Contreras. For Royal Valley, they got 4 in the first half from Panama Wasik. And they got a 3 from Kibo Throssel and then 2 points from Athena Broaddus. Samantha Klotz has not scored, but she did have 5 first half rebounds. Some of the team numbers, Redhawks had 7 turnovers. They hit 3 threes and they were 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Panthers had 9 turnovers. They hit a couple of threes, and they were one of two from the free throw line. Panthers out rebounding the Redhawks 13-10. Get Hiawatha leading this one 24-9 at the break. We'll take a look at the sub-state standings and how both these teams in the same sub-state will let you know how those standings are looking with just one game left in the regular season as our halftime show continues next here on KNCA.
Rainbow is celebrating 2024 and wants to share the love. You've survived the holiday bustle. Now it's time to do the Valentine hustle. Rainbow is in love with fast, reliable internet that can provide you with a strong connection to search for that perfect bouquet of flowers for your loved one. Here's an exclusive offer just for you. Sign up for Rainbow Internet during this happy season and get any package for 2024 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We continue on with our halftime coverage. Our girls game at the break from the Roundhouse at Hiawatha. Redhawks in control. 24-9 is the halftime lead. Both of these teams are in the same Class 3A sub-state. So as we take a look ahead a little bit, both these teams with one regular season game left. Hiawatha will be back here on Tuesday hosting Sabetha. Royal Valley, this is their last league game here tonight. They have the pleasure of facing the number one team in 3A on Tuesday. They'll get Silver Lake to wrap up their regular season. And the Silver Lake Eagles, boy, they have been absolutely dominant. Of course, Silver Lake, among with a few other teams, will be joining the Big 7 next year and forming the Big East League. So it's going to be a mega conference coming up next year with the likes of Rossville, also St. Mary's and Raleigh County as well. Of course, Riverside is bouncing to the Northeast Kansas League. So things are certainly shaping up and going to be a little bit different next year, but at least for right now, everything is still normal. So again, the Royal Valley Substate on the girls' side, Topeka Hayden has already locked up the top seed, and they are the number two ranked team in Class 3A. But then after that, there's a pretty significant drop-off between 2 through 7, as all those teams are pretty within about 3 or 4 games of each other. Right now, ACCHS, with a 6-10 record, would be the 2 seed. Jeff West at 7-11, the 3 seed. Right now, Hiawatha is the 4 seed. They're tied with Perry LeCompton with 6-12 records. Perry LeCompton, they're playing at Riverside tonight, and then Royal Valley just a game back there at 5-13. And then Sabetha, the 7 seed at 4-14, and then Bishop Ward, who's the 8 seed right now. They have not won a game. They are 0-17. But again, Hayden, the clear-cut favorite there with how the records are shaping up and with how everything is playing out. If you can avoid maybe being on the top side of that bracket and having to play potentially Hayden in that second game, well, with everything and how it looks, it's pretty much going to be a battle. And anybody can win a game or two and potentially put themselves in a sub-state championship game because a lot of these teams are pretty equal with how the season has played out. So right now, again, Hayden the top seed and one of the top teams in 3A. Again, the top seed there in that Royal Valley Substate. And then ACCHS, Jeff West, Hiawatha, the other top four. Perry LeCompton, Royal Valley, Sabetha, and Bishop Ward right now, the bottom four in those standings. But certainly with a couple of games left, including this one here tonight, things can certainly change. And some of these teams could certainly move around in the next week. Again, our halftime show, it was brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. We're getting set for the start of the second half here. We'll go ahead and keep it right here as we're about ready to rock and roll. Guess got a few seconds here. We do got some other scores. Boy, a lot of low-scoring first halves. We got Nemaha Central, of course, who controlling their own destiny, number four team in 3A. They lead Jeff West 17-12 at the break. Colton 17-11 over Hiawatha, or I should say over Sabetha, trailing Holton 17-11. That score at the half. Both teams with double-digit turnovers in that game. Our game on the Cobra Channel, Jackson Heights, McLeod, and the Cobras. How about this? 22-4 their lead at the half there. So just a couple of first half scores along with ours. Again, the Redhawks in control here, 24-9. As we get ready to start this third quarter, we switch sides. Royal Valley, again, just struggling offensively in the first half. But at one point, Hiawatha certainly had an opportunity to build out this lead. But they went cold as well, going scoreless in the final three-plus minutes of that first half. So 24-9, let's rock and roll. Now we got to get the clock figured out as need to get 8 minutes up and not 9 seconds. 18-6 the score after one. 6-3 the Hiawatha advantage in the second quarter. 24-9 we stand Redhawks. Here we go. Panthers opening possession of the third quarter. They now go from right to left. They go right inside the clutch. She'll spin. Broadus free throw line jumper. Got it. Good start there for the Panthers. From the block to the free throw line, Broadus has four. First points of the second half, and it's 24-11. Here's the first possession for the Redhawks, now going left to right. Man-to-man defense for the Panthers. They switch on screens. Addison Williams to Kenzie Nelson, right side, puts it on the dribble, spins in the paint, all the way to the bucket, spins one out, no. She had a great look, and Broadus grabs the miss, her fifth rebound of the game, and the Panthers push. Here's Wawasik, top of the key, left side pass to Throssell on the wing left. Stidham, right side, Wawasik, she'll set, fire a deep three, nearly airballed it over the top, and a backside rebound for Laura Lears. Pretty good look there for Wawasik, couldn't convert. 60 seconds into the third quarter, 24-11, Royal Valley trailing here by 13. Here is Addison Williams, left side on the wing, hands it off there to Nelson. Now Nelson works it back around the arc from left to right, hands it off to Lears on the wing. Cutting through is Williams, not much there. Lears with it. Now backs it up deep left, and a lazy pass taken away in the backcourt. Klotz trying to get the handle and may have had a easy layup if she couldn't quite get the dribble down, so now we settle back in. Broadus inside the paint around three white jerseys, nearly banked it in. Gets her own rebound through everybody. Kicks it out to Stidham. Airballs the three, and it goes out of bounds. But last touched by Twombly, and the Panthers keep it. Boy, Broadus surrounded by four and a half white jerseys and was still able to get that offensive rebound, and now we get a timeout on the floor. At 6:17 to go, Coach Jasper and Hiawatha are going to burn that timeout. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So a good start. A little more urgency, it feels like, for Royal Valley, but still down 13.
Royal Valley is going to have to start scoring if they're going to cut back in his lead. You know, Hiawatha, Jasper is talking to them right now. They are going to have to score as well. They can't just feel like, oh, we got this great lead. I mean, there's no reason for us to keep being aggressive and keep pushing hard. But they're really going to have to work against this Royal Valley defense. They're doing a great job. And like you saw, Sammy Clotch, she got that steal. If she could have gotten the handle and got the free layup, it could be a different ballgame right now. I mean, if they can keep getting those steals and Hiawatha doesn't change that, we don't know what's going to happen. And hopefully Hiawatha can figure out it all on their offensive end.
Well, the Panthers have had a ton of opportunities going back to about midway through the second quarter. The Redhawks have not scored since about midway through the second quarter. They've been stuck on 24 for a long time, and we're about 2 minutes into this third, and out of the timeout, there's a three by Stidham. It's short, battling for the rebound inside. It's picked up by Lears and is able to get it away through some trouble and get it off to Elfner, who then gets it off to Addison Williams into the front court. 2+ minutes gone by third quarter. 24-11 is our score. Redhawks again struggling on offense, have not scored since midway through that second, but still lead it by 13. Here's Lears, left side, gets a ball screen, nicely set by Twombly, then cuts and gets the layup to go. That is what they call a pick and roll. And Twombly, the benefit there, she's got 7, and that's the first point since midway through the second quarter for the Redhawks. It's 26-11. They get it to Klotz, diving in from the free throw line, throws one up, and it's going to be fouled, and free throws coming up here for Klotz. Both teams only shot 2 free throws in the first half. I thought the officiating did a great job letting both of these teams play. They get the foul on Lears, her first, and Klotz missing the first free throw attempt. She is just 29% at the free throw line this year. She has not scored tonight, but has 5 rebounds. She's averaging double-digit rebounds this season at 10.8 a game, one of the best rebounders in this league, and she does make the second. She goes 1 for 2, and it's 26-12. 5:18, clock moving, third quarter. Girls game in action right now. Elfner, a contested 3, no. Fighting for the rebound, and Nelson might have gotten away with it over the back there, but able to salvage that one and keep the possession alive here for Hiawatha. Williams guarded heavily here by Throssell. They go man-to-man. They have played a little bit of zone, has Royal Valley, but they do a good job. They switch a lot of these screens around the perimeter. Now Twombly open for 3. Spins it in there. Twombly, the first player in double figures tonight. She has got 10, and that is the 4th triple of the game for Hiawatha, and the largest lead now at 17 at 29-12. Here's Wawasik, left wing, ball fake, puts it on the dribble once. They get it high right here with Stidham. Now left wing, it goes right back to Wawasik. Inside on the block, guarded by Elfner as Broadus had it knocked away. Now Wawasik in the left corner tries a 3. Klotz grabs the air ball. Her second chance is up and no good. Addison Williams clearing that miss. Couple opportunities there again. And coming up empty is the Panthers. Kenzie Nelson, a hard drive from the left wing into the paint. She'll bank it in from straight on. Nelson has not scored since the first quarter. That's her first point since the first period. 31-12. Lead continuing to grow now after Royal Valley had a nice couple minutes to start here, and there's a turnover by the Panthers. Make it number 10 of the game for them. Elfner has it right wing, hands it off to Lears on a curl, gets to the elbow, back to Williams, top of the key. Now she'll dive all the way in, just throwing up a pretty difficult shot with the right hand. It doesn't go. Rebound for Stidham, and she'll push the tempo. Stops on the right wing. Wawasik, a transition triple, missed everything but backboard, but Klotz is there, missing the putback, and now fighting again is multiple jerseys. And we get a tie-up, I believe, and the possession arrow going back to the Redhawks. Contreras checks in. Also, Kylie Nelson back in for Brady Jasper and Hiawatha. 3:24 left, third quarter, 31-12, 19, the largest lead for the Redhawks. Here is Contreras, first touch for her in the second half. Is nearly had it knocked away. Good defense by Arwen Faulkner, who has checked in now playing for David Boucher in Royal Valley. Here's a hard drive and a difficult shot. That's going to be a turnover by Kylie Nelson. Tried to force one, and good defense by Stidham and the Panthers there, forcing a turnover. We've played 5. We've got 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. 19-point Hiawatha lead, looking for win number 7 on the year. Here is Faulkner, who just checked in. Will fire, nearly banked in a 3 from the right wing, and battling again. Bodies hit the floor, and another jump ball. Possession this time back to Royal Valley. Addison Williams checks in. Twombly gets a breather. 2:48 to go, quarter 3. Wawasik to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Looking, gets it right wing. This is Stidham. One dribble right. Here's Broadus. Fires one in there. Klotz using the body. Quickly doubled. Had it ripped away, and a steal by Kenzie Nelson. Here's Addison Williams down the middle. They don't pick her up. Stops at the free throw line. Now kicks right. Kylie Nelson a 3. This one's strong. And high for the rebound. Stidham the rebound, and then she's fouled. Panthers have just been cold. They've been okay for the most part defensively. They've gotten a lot of stops here, particularly since about that midway point of the first quarter, but they have just not been able to claw their way back into it. Now the lead has grown to 19. Again, the largest lead here tonight for the Redhawks at 2:20 to go in the third. It's 31-12. Here's Broaddus at the free throw line. She had it knocked away, but it's going to be a foul. Looks like Contreras from behind trying to knock it away. That's her first. And not many fouls have been called in this game. As Wawatsit gets it into Stidham, they don't pick her up and makes Contreras pay late getting there. And that is a three by Stidham. That is her first bucket tonight. Makes it 31-15, and we get a timeout. Looks to be a 30 called by Royal Valley, so we'll once again keep it right here. Timeout's always brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 2:12 left. Quarter number three, 31-15 is the Hiawatha lead. They led 18-6 after one, 24-9 at halftime. Just had a 19-point lead, but that three cuts it to 31-15. Our broadcast all throughout the season, or our broadcast all throughout the season here on KMTA, presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. So again, Hiawatha looking for win number 7. Royal Valley came in with a 5-13 record. Both these teams in the bottom half of the Big 7 league standings. Nemaha Central controlling their own destiny as far as winning another Big 7 league title. They will play Riverside next week, which could potentially lead to a share, depending on some outcomes. Of course, Riverside would need to win that one next week, more than likely. Back to it out of the timeout. Good ball movement here. Williams bump inside. They'll get Broaddus with a block that's on the floor. That'll be her second foul. At 1:51 to go. Both teams with two team fouls here in the quarter, so both have a couple to give. Here down the stretch before free throws, potentially. Here is Kenzie Nelson, top of the key. Broaddus slowly closing out. Nelson gets right by her all the way. Might have been partially blocked. Good defense by Wawasik. And the miss, able to be pulled down by Royal Valley. That's now 7 rebounds in the game for Broaddus. 90 seconds to go in this third quarter. Klotz rifles one in between two, and it goes out of bounds in the right corner. And make it 12 Royal Valley turnovers. 31-15 our score. Redhawks by 16 at 1:26 to go in this third. Now the Panthers showing some pressure in the full court. Nelson's long pass, and it's deflected out of bounds. Good job there by Klotz as Kylie Nelson tried to launch one up the floor to Abby Elfner on the right wing. Williams will throw it in. Into the backcourt it goes to Kylie Nelson, the freshman. Walks it across the timeline from left to right. Angles left. Stops on the wing. Comes back near side. Now Kenzie Nelson, right elbow. And they get it back on the perimeter. Nelson lost it, but they get it inside. Kind of got away with a push off there, but Williams fires a three. No. And another offensive rebound by Kenzie Nelson. And now she has quickly doubled in a bad spot. And no choice there but for Hiawatha to burn a timeout. Well, the fans here, we got the Royal Valley fans in front of us here, and there was a little bit of a push off there inside by Kenzie Nelson. Again, we've mentioned it all game that, you know, there hasn't been a lot of fouls. The officials have certainly been letting them play, but if there's one that needed to probably be called, that one may be it, but nonetheless, they don't, and Hiawatha survived that possession to get the timeout. And we got 58 seconds to go. Again, a fairly low scoring quarter once again compared to the first for Hiawatha, but again, Royal Valley's offense, it has struggled from the jump and they just can't find that consistency on offense.
Yeah, Hiawatha's only scored 7 points in this quarter and Royal Valley has scored 6. So there really hasn't been a lot of scoring in this game since the first quarter. It's been pretty balanced, you could say, but Royal Valley is not finding their rhythm quite yet. They're kind of still being rushed from Hiawatha's defense, and they really need to start settling down and figuring out what they're going to do.
All right, out of the timeout, Hiawatha, let's see if they can take advantage of that. Contreras back in, catching one high into the backcourt. Now it's Kylie Nelson to the free throw line with Kenzie Nelson. Fake dribble. Now back to Kylie. Driving from the left wing all the way to the bucket. Missing the layup. Good defense by Stidham. Rebound for Broadus. And 43 seconds and counting. Here is Wawasik for the Panthers. Gets out of some trouble. Stidham straight on for three. It's off the heel to the right. Chasing it down as Klotz in the corner. Second chance opportunity here. Can they take advantage with 30 seconds to go? Here's Faulkner again. Will try. Missed everything. And a backside rebound there to Kylie Nelson. 23 seconds now for the Redhawks to work. The 16-point lead late third. See if they can add to it here with 15 seconds to go. Contreras handing it off to Williams. High left just in front of the midcourt stripe. There's Contreras on the wing. Down to just seven. Contreras now driving and is fouled with 5 seconds to go. The foul's on Wawasik. That's her second, just the team third, so no free throws yet. Still a foul to give for the Panthers. So let's see. 5 seconds to go. Throwing it in, looking for Elfner. Not there. Has to get it in. Kenzie Nelson in the corner. 3 seconds. They get it to Contreras. NBA range, deep three. No. Rebound Klotz. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter. It's been Hiawatha from the jump, and Royal Valley has a lot of work to do here in the final 8 minutes. We'll see what we can pull out for these two teams as Hiawatha looks for win number 7. Score after three quarters, Hiawatha 31, Royal Valley 15. We're back in a moment on KNCA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, our first game heading to the fourth quarter, final 8 minutes. The Hiawatha girls leading Royal Valley 31-15 on their home floor. Brandon Tamman, Leah Kessler behind the camera, Paige Mueller alongside, Colin Feldkamp, our studio engineer for the final regular season Friday games in the Big 7 as we start the fourth, and a great one for the Redhawks. The third three of the night for Abby Elfner. She's 9. And the lead back to 19, largest lead of the game at 34-15. Panthers have a lot of work to do with 7.5 minutes to go. Here is Throssell, good entry pass. Broadus for two, she got it to go. Athena Broadus now with 6. She's also got 8 rebounds in the game. And it's 34-17. Both teams with buckets to open up the fourth quarter. Here's Contreras for Hiawatha, top of the key, handing it off to the freshman, Kylie Nelson, back to Addison Williams, left side on the wing. Towards the corner, it goes to Kylie Nelson. Top of the key, it's Abby Elfner. Right side pass to Williams on the wing. Little pick and roll action. They want to find Elfner on the block. It's not there. Instead, Kenzie Nelson swings it left to Contreras. She'll set a screen. Contreras towards the top of the key. Not much there. Now Elfner dives into the free throw line. Kicks left. Contreras a triple. Yes. Second triple of the night for Aaliyah Contreras. She's got 6 back-to-back threes to start the fourth quarter for the Redhawks. It's 37-17, largest lead of the game now at 20 for the Redhawks. Top of the key, this is Stidham between the rings out high for the Panthers, rocking their all-black uniforms on the road, shaded in purple. Here's a three short by Stidham. Mathrasel able to get the offensive rebound. Inside, this is Wawasik. She is fouled at 6:20 to go, and will shoot two. Just the third and fourth free throw attempts for Royal Valley in the second half, just the fifth and sixth total. Hiawatha foul on Contreras. And the first free throw by Wawasik, no good. She's got 4 points and is 1 for 3 at the line tonight. Klotz is back in. Faulkner takes a seat. Wasik again at the line. Her second attempt, no. Battling for the rebound inside. Couple of bodies hit the floor. It's going to be a jump ball, and Royal Valley will get the possession back. Williams was on the floor trying to squeeze that one out for Hiawatha. Could not do so. It's a jump ball. Here's Broaddus. Left wing. Gets it off to Stidham. She'll try. Missed everything on a three. And this time cleared away by Kinsey Nelson. Just over 6 minutes to go in this first of two games tonight. It's been all Redhawks. They lead it by 20, but they turn it over here. Just the third second-half turnover by the Redhawks. They've been good in that regard. Here's Wawasik. Difficult pull-up from 10, and a floater over Nelson is good. Wawasik's got six, and it's 37-19. Here's Williams. They don't pick her up. She gets to the elbow, but left a jumper short, and a rebound for Klotz. Klotz has 1 point in the game and 10 rebounds. That's been about her stat line. She's only averaging about 5 points, but nearly 11 rebounds a game. Throssell throws up a lefty shot from the left corner, no. Rebound for Kenzie Nelson. Nelson putting together a nice little night. 5:20 and counting in the fourth. 37-19 our score. Kylie Nelson will try, missing on a right wing three. And battling for the rebound is Contreras in the offensive end, and they'll reset. Nelson again from the right wing. Dumps it inside. Right back to Kylie. She'll try again about the same spot. This time, nothing but next. Shooters will shoot. Kylie does so there. Her first bucket tonight. And it's a right wing triple. And now the largest lead at 21 for the Redhawks at 40-19. Here's Broaddus. Quickly doubled. Now Throssell in the corner. A triple. It's an air ball. Klotz an offensive rebound. Kicks it back into the right corner. This is Wawasik off the heel for three. Now three white jerseys for that rebound there. And coming away with it is Kenzie Nelson. Royal Valley fans wanted to travel there. Don't get the call. Well, time's running thin here for the Panthers. Again, they had a lot of opportunities, especially in the first half, to get themselves back in it. But it has been a struggle on offense tonight for the Panthers. And the Redhawks have certainly been more consistent, but they have had their lulls as well. Elfner in the corner, up top to Kenzie Nelson, who dives, floats one up, no, trying to fight for her own rebound, battles through, gets it back, and earns a hard foul and will shoot two. Battling through multiple black jerseys to get that one down, and they get the foul on Throssell. That is her first. Team foul number one. 4:07 to go in the game. Free throws coming up here for the sophomore, Kenzie Nelson, who's got 8 points and seven rebounds. 21-point lead, largest for the Redhawks, trying to add to it. And Nelson does so by making the first free throw. She's got nine. 50% free throw shooter. Head coach Brady Jasper going a little deeper into his bench. Quinn Boy, first time, 5'3 sophomore is in. Danny Morton is back in as well. Saw a couple minutes in the first half. Second free throw missing. Throssell chasing that one down. So 4 minutes down and 4 minutes to go in the fourth and final quarter. 22-point lead here for the Redhawks. Here's another missed three by Wawasik this time. And once again, multiple bodies hit the floor. Hard battle for the rebound. Jump ball. Possession back to Hiawatha. Laura Lears will check back in as well. Kenzie Nelson takes a seat. Down to 3:53. Hiawatha again. Looking for win number seven. That should have been a travel, no call, as sliding into the front court was Boy. And they will get Brady Jasper a timeout here. It'll be a full timeout, so we'll follow suit. Redhawks looking for the win and trying to close this one out. Final 3:44. They lead Royal Valley 41-19. We're back in a minute on KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha awarded a timeout right before the break there. They have a big lead here of 22 points. They miss a three from the right side, or I should say the left side. That was Twombly. Rebound for Stidham in Royal Valley. Here's Wawatsik along two left corner. No, another rebound for Klotz. She has a lot of them tonight. And Broadus is tied up inside. Good job by Addison Williams. Possession arrow keeping it here with the Panthers. 3:19 to go, 41-19. The Royal Valley deficits trailing here at Hiawatha. The final Friday slate in the Big 7 of the regular season. Big 7 teams will play regular season finales on a Tuesday next week. Before we really start diving into the sub-state tournaments, both these teams in the same sub-state, in Class 3A. Things ended before tonight's game. Royal Valley would be the 6th seed. They are hosting this sub-state. Hiawatha would be the 4th seed. And Broadus again tied up at the free throw line, but I think they get a foul here on Hiawatha. They do. They get Quinn Boy with her first. This team foul number two, 3:03 to go. Wawatsik will throw it in, left side of her own backboard, still looking, surveying the defense, chucks it into the backcourt here with Stidham, a one-handed pass to Throssel. Quickly inside, Broadus muscling up and missing the shot, gets her own miss, again muscles one up, yes, count it, and the foul. So Broadus now with eight, a chance at one more. Makes it 41-21 at 2:55 to go. They get Addison Williams with the foul. That is her first. Yeah, not a ton of fouls have been called in this game. Not a lot of free throws have been shot either. And a perfect free throw by Broadus to cap off a three-point play. She's had a nice night, a near double-double. Here is Hiawatha with the basketball. Left side, this is Morton. Played a couple minutes in the first half, dribbling all the way back to midcourt. Nearly turned it over. Gets it off to Laura Lears. Now a pass underneath, kicked into the corner. This is Boy back to Morton, down to 2:33. And a foul on the perimeter by Wawatsik. That'll be her third. 41-22, the Hiawatha lead. They won the first meeting 45-30, so looking for that season sweep of the Panthers. Morton to throw it in front of her own bench and gets it. They're looking for Twombly, but Broadus comes away with a steal. Both teams have been much better in the turnover department here in the second half, but again, both offenses certainly up and down, mostly down, though, tonight for the Panthers. And right when I talk about the turnover numbers, there's one right there for Royal Valley as Hiawatha comes away with a steal. Coming up on the final 2 minutes. Here's Twombly. Back left, it goes to Boy. Quickly closed out there by Wawatsik. Hiawatha can just kind of run out the clock here, take some time off. They've led it since the jump. And they will turn it over. Five turnovers in the half. Paulie Rocky, Kendall Nelson. A couple fresh faces in for Brady Jasper and crew. Yeah, a pair of freshmen, no doubt. 41-22, final 147. Royal Valley will close out the regular season. This is their final league game. Here's Broadus inside. Shot, no. Nearly had another and one, but she'll shoot two. Broadus again. 9 points and nine rebounds for the 5'9 junior. And we'll count up some of the total numbers once the broadcast ends. I mean, the Panthers should have the rebound margin here. They were at a plus three advantage at halftime, and they've slowly built on that, but not necessarily showing on the scoreboard there as Broadus missing the first free throw attempt. 62% free throw shooter is Broaddus this season. And the second no good, but Klotz, another offensive rebound. Here's Stidham, floating with the right hand from the elbow, no. Wawasik, an offensive rebound, no. Klotz got it, trying to rip it away, and another jump ball. More rebounds. And we get a Royal Valley timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 1:27 to go in the game. Red Hawks in control. 41-22. And we're back in 60 seconds on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Colin Feldkamp in studio. Paige Mueller, Leah Kessler here with the Hiawatha Channel. It's been really the Red Hawks from the jump here in the girls' game tonight, 41-22. Final 80 seconds left in this game. Red Hawks have cleared their bench for the most part. Down the stretch here, they're going to improve to 7-12. They'll get above 500 in Big 7 league play, and we'll go to 7-6 in the league. They still got one more league game on Tuesday in the regular season finale. They'll host Sabetha. There's a steal by Hiawatha. Another turn, or I should say by Hiawatha. Another offensive rebound by Broaddus, and she'll earn another trip to the free throw line. Down to 106. Well, Royal Valley, again, I mentioned before that last time out about the rebound numbers. Broaddus and Klotz, both in double-digit rebound numbers. And they've had some second-chance opportunities, haven't been able to convert. Another missed free throw by Broaddus. She is now 1-for-4 at the line. If she can make this one, she'll secure a double-double. 41-22, though. Again, the Redhawks have led wire-to-wire. And she does knock that one down, so Broaddus, the 5'9 junior, with a double-double in this game, 41-23. Lead is 18, and now another turnover by Hiawatha. Final minute to go. Royal Valley's going to drop to 5-14. That'll be three straight losses. Nice cut, layup good for Samantha Klotz. That's her first field goal. She's got three, and she's also well into the double-digit rebound margins. Here's a three from the left corner. No good. Tipped around. Rebound for Stidham. 34 seconds and counting. They get it up the floor. Missed layup by Wawasik. Offensive rebound for Stidham. Diving clock. Layup good. Well, quick two buckets there by Klotz. Now with 5 points. Makes it 41-27. 19 seconds to go. Hiawatha with the ball. Can run things out. This is Pauly Rocky, who steps, or I think a timeout actually is going to be called, with 11 seconds to go, so it's going to be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. And Hiawatha going to get the win. They'll host Sabetha Tuesday in the regular season finale. Royal Valley has the luxury of hosting number one Silver Lake, who's been dominant all year, and certainly a team that's is eyeing a state championship. But again, both these teams in the same sub-state, Royal Valley hosting. Before tonight's game, Hiawatha was sitting in the 4th spot, and Royal Valley the 6th spot. But both these teams could move a little bit, because outside of Hayden, who's already clinched the top seed, 2-7, all within a couple of games of each other. So things can certainly move around a little bit, but Hiawatha, you want to win every game, and they're going to be certainly happy with a win here tonight, but it keeps them in the upper half, which means a win in that first round more than likely puts them in a matchup with number two ranked and top seeded Topeka Hayden, potentially in a semifinal. But again, a lot to be played out here. Hiawatha, the final 10 seconds out of the timeout. They play it in. And a tip pass is going to go out of bounds with 5 seconds to go. Of course, we'll have our boys game coming up. Our second of the doubleheader tonight. Hiawatha inbounds into the left corner. There's a pass, and one final shot is up. No, it's missed, and that is our ball game. Well, the Redhawks jumped out to an early lead and did not look back. Had a lead built up as high as 22 points, and they win it by 14 with the final score, 41-27. Our postgame show is next. It's brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Correction. Our postgame show, I was correct, beg your pardon, Be Outdoors Real Estate, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Redhawks win the girls' game. We got another one coming up, but we'll recap this one after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
KNZA.
Well, our girls game gone final here from the roundhouse at Hiawatha. Redhawks lead wire to wire. Beat Royal Valley 41-27. Thanks for hanging with us halfway through the broadcast. Of course, the boys coming up here in about 15 or so minutes. Brandy Tamman alongside Leah Kessler behind the camera for the Hiawatha Channel. We got Paige Mueller as well. Colin Feldkamp on the ones and twos. And before we dive into the statistics of this game, as I mentioned, the Redhawks Page, they led wire to wire, jumped out to an 18-6 lead after one, really never looked back, and Royal Valley from the jump really didn't get much going offensively until the fourth quarter, but at that point, they were kind of out of it, and Hiawatha at one point late in the game had a lead as high as 22, but they hold on for the 14-point win, and the Redhawks, again, they have won now three straight and put together a nice performance tonight.
The Hiawatha girls really did a great job of staying together as a team. Last night in the Perry game, some other games, when they were racking up fouls, racking up turnovers, you can see they're getting a little frustrated with themselves because they know that's not what they do. They're good at basketball. They're a good team. And so tonight is really good to see how they worked all great together. They didn't really foul as much as general for this team, which is a really good sign heading into sub-state. And for Royal Valley, well, you can't deny it, they really did great on the rebounding side of the ball. They did a great job, especially on the offensive boards, going after the missed shots. And fortunately for Hiawatha, they stuck with the defense there as well. So shots just weren't falling for Royal Valley even when they had those choices, which is unfortunate, but kudos for Hiawatha for still being persistent even when they were getting those offensive rebounds.
Yeah, Royal Valley, think about this. If I tell you they have 27 rebounds, they came into the game averaging 28 rebounds per game, Royal Valley did. And I'd say 27 rebounds, that's how many they had in the second half. And they out-rebounded Hiawatha 36-21. And again, didn't really matter. That statistic did not really help, you know, the Panthers on the scoreboard, but that is certainly a big-time number. And certainly a lot of those on the offensive end where they could have had multiple buckets on second chances. But, again, the offense just really inconsistent until about the fourth quarter. But at that point, Hiawatha had built as high as a 22-point lead. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tenkin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Well, again, for Hiawatha, getting the win, three straight now victories for the Redhawks. They are 7-12 and now 7-6 in Big 7 league play. Pretty balanced scoring. They got 10 from Claire Twombly, only player in double figures, 9 for Kenzie Nelson. She also had 7 rebounds. You also had 9 points from Abby Elfner, who had 3 threes and a couple of rebounds. They got 6 from Aaliyah Contreras on a couple of threes. They got 4 points from Laura Lears and 3 points for Kylie Nelson as well. For the Panthers, they got a double-double from Athena Brada. She had 10 points and 10 rebounds. Samantha Klotz had a couple of late buckets and had 5 points, but she also had 14 rebounds in the ball game. Outside of that, 6 points for Pano Owatic, and then 3 apiece for Avery Stidham and Kibo Throssell. 14-13 in the turnover numbers. Hiawatha with 1 more turnover there. Redhawks hit 6 threes in the game. Panthers hit 3 from behind the arc. Redhawks were 3 of 4 at the free throw line, and the Panthers struggled a little bit. They were 4 out of 11 from the free throw line, and mentioned the disparity in the rebounding numbers, plus 15 total for the Panthers, but it did not matter. 36-21, the rebounding numbers for tonight's ball game. But again, Hiawatha jumped out to an 11-point lead, and I say 11, I meant 11-0 lead in the first quarter, forcing a quick Royal Valley timeout. They did not look back from there. 41-27, again, the final score, as Royal Valley drops to 5-14 overall. They are now 4-10, or they do finish their Big Ten league